Hi guys, welcome to another episode of my podcast. I'm sorry this took so long. I'm really sorry about that due to schoolwork, exams and all shots. Hopefully I'm here now, hopefully I'm here. So happy new month. I pray we all win this month and I pray we make money. Let's just try to achieve some goals. Let's set some objectives and try to achieve them this month. So yeah, today's episode of the podcast, we're talking about 5 movies you have to watch this year. So I've compiled about 5 movies that you definitely have to watch this year. It's a must watch. So I feel it's something you have to watch because it's really, really good. So after the break, we'll be talking about those movies. I'll be revealing them to you in a short while after the break. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Yeah, on to the business of the day. We'll start from Tom and Jerry. It's an animation for lovers of animation, just like myself. If you love animations and you know you watch it, I'll recommend this for you. It's really nice. It's a live action. We all watched Tom and Jerry from our childhood, so it's something we are kind of familiar with, and you know, something you can't get tired of, because if you know, most of the times Jerry actually gets away with almost everything, but sometimes Tom too, you know, Tom wins too sometimes, and they come together also sometimes to fight or defeat the common enemy. It's just fun to watch. It's just really, really fun to watch. So yeah, I recommend this to you. It's really nice. So yeah, the next audio you hear will be a trailer, like a few seconds from the trailer. I hope you enjoy it. Stay tuned.
After a lifetime of being the world's most famous enemies,
you can count on me like 1, 2, 3. I'll
Tom and Jerry there are about to start over.
Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
In the big city.
Ain't my fault that I'm out here getting loose. Gotta blame it on the goose.
This hotel has been host to 4 presidents, 3 popes, 2 kings, and we're about to host the wedding of the century.
Do you think you're qualified to take on this position?
I shine under pressure, like a diamond.
Or Rihanna.
One other thing. We have a mouse problem.
With the what now? I'll catch it, sir.
Everybody gonna shine.
So on to the next, we have Raya and the Last Dragon. It's a good watch, something I recommend to you. You have to watch it, especially people that love animation. Like, it's just so good to watch. From the producers of Moana and Frozen, they brought about this. So expect top-notch content, quality movie, everything is just really, really nice. I wouldn't like to give you any spoilers, so you just have to go watch it for yourself and, you know, give me a review. But I recommend it, highly recommend it from me. You have to really, really watch it. So the next audio you'll be hearing will be that of your trailer. Just a few seconds from it, just for you to like know the intro of the whole thing.
All right, guys, remember what we're looking for. And don't trust anyone.
Whoa, what?
Hey, baby. Where are your parents? Hey, who's baby? What? Really? A con baby? Impressive. We could use someone like you. Let's catch you up. My name is Raya. Our lands have been at war for as long as we can remember. Our people never see eye to eye.
my daughter. I believe our people can come together again.
So the third on my list is Coming to America 2. If you haven't heard of the movies I listed or mentioned before, I feel you should have at least heard of this particular one, because it was the most anticipated movie. People really waited for this movie, Coming to America Part 2. And you can't watch this present one without watching the first one that was produced in 1988, because this present one is a sequel to the one produced in 1988. That's Coming to America 1. There's some characters were missing in this second one due to so many reasons. But other than that, it's still a good watch. It's interesting. It talked about a particular African culture and the kingdom called Zamunda. No, I shouldn't give you much information on it if you haven't watched it, so it won't serve as a spoiler for you. I feel you should just go watch it, because you're really missing on a lot of things if you've not watched this movie. It's fun to watch, and you know, you would. It's a comedy, so it's really, there's really no dull moment with the movie. The next audio you're going to hear will be a few seconds from the trailer, for those who haven't watched it to have an insight to how the movie would look like. And also, there's an artist, there's a very, very big artist on the movie that you have to watch out for. So yeah, go watch the movie. And like I said, the next audio you'll be hearing will be a few seconds from the trailer.
You must heed my words before I'm gone, my son. Now, you will be king. But the throne must pass to a male heir. Hakim, it appears you have a son. He must be found.
Prepare the royal jet.
We are going back to America. Oh, hell no, your majesty.
Come on! I'm back! Say it again! Feel right in this mother... Feel good in this mother... My whole hood in this mother... Come on!
So we'll move on to the next on my list, which is Godzilla and... King Kong, Godzilla vs. King Kong. It's a nice movie, it's a good film, a good watch. Though some people feel the human scenes, they are too much, and you know, shouldn't be, because it's people just want to watch Godzilla and King Kong fight. Apart from that, it's an epic movie, it's epic fight scenes, you know, great delivery, top notch. The movie basically revolves around Godzilla and King Kong, and you know, humans were trying to find an alien world and hoping King Kong will lead them to it. Then their movie is building up to Godzilla, which are Godzilla, Kong Skull Island, Godzilla King of the Monsters. So I feel you should watch this movie to, you know, have a basic understanding of Godzilla versus King Kong. Basically, the movie was short, it was precise, you know, the fight scenes were epic. It was really, really good. That was what people wanted to see, the fight scenes, and it was nice delivery. The river was 100%, and it's exciting and fun to watch. So yeah, you should watch it. If you haven't, you should really watch it. So the next audio you'll be hearing, like always, will be short trailer. Will be a short audio of the trailer, just few seconds, and just for you to know the inside and everything.
This is our only chance. We have to take it. We need Kong.
The world needs him.
To stop what's coming.
And this child, she's the only one he'll communicate with.
I knew that they had a bond. She had nowhere to go, so I made a promise to protect her. And I think that in some way, Kong did the same.
And the last but not the least movie I feel you need to watch this year is enough of the drama. The last movie on my list that I felt you need to watch is Zack Snyder's Justice League. Yeah, you get it right. Zack Snyder's Justice League. Yeah, Zack Snyder's Justice League. I feel it was an improved version of the 2017's Justice League. Zack Snyder's one is more interesting, more intriguing. Like, there are far more better scenes than the 2017 Justice League. This one was so good, you know. Though it's a long ass movie, but it's something that will make you want to watch it. Though, okay, you might probably have a break and okay, let me go do something. But there's just this thing that will make you want to watch it, like make you want to finish the movie. It's really a great movie and it's so nice. It's an improved version of 2017's Justice League. Trust me, you really have to watch this. But the movie is long, very damn. It's really long. Four hours movie, but 4 hours of non-stop and exciting, you know, scenes. It's so good. Just go watch it. I don't want to give you any spoiler alert. I'm not going to do that because, you know, that's not kind of cool. Yeah, so go watch the movie if you haven't. I'm wondering why you haven't watched the movie. Wow, that's so not good. Go watch the movie. It's a must watch. I really recommend this. Yo, thank you for sticking with me. So those are the 5 movies I feel you have to watch. You know, they are so interesting, they have good content and everything. So you've got to watch them, man. Like, go watch them, do something, go watch those movies. And yeah, I also watching out for some movies this year that from their trailers, you know, you can also deduce that they are going to be very, very interesting. When movies like Suicide Squad, Venom, Mortal Kombat, you know, those nice and dope movies, I really can't wait for them to come out, you know. And I feel I might do a review, I probably do a review when they come out or something. Yeah, so that being said, thank you for sticking with me once again. I really appreciate you. So yeah, peace out.